Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
We are live at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, Lone Star Convention Center. Chad Stevens for Sandy Mosier. We do have Danny Lunderman here. That part was true from myenchanted.com. Enchanted Nurseries, Enchanted Forest. Hey, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. We've got another hour to go to get your questions in at 281-833-3333. We've talked already some great things about moles or some kind of creatures creating some giant holes, Barry called us. Wanted to know what to do with that. Shannon called about some chinch bugs and brown patch, summer patch. Chris and his Bermuda versus St. Augustine lawn. It's a matchup. Which will win? He likes the Bermuda. And you said just cut it down short and it should win. Now, St. Augustine is the more powerful heavyweight champion of the world, right?
It depends. They kind of coexist. It depends on how you care for the lawn. Like I said, mowing short will encourage the Bermuda. Mowing high will encourage St. Augustine.
Right. And then my sister Lynn called from Warren, Michigan, and said her dog tends to urinate in the same spot, causing brown patch. What to do? We just said, maybe your vet would have some idea on what to do as far as...
There's some things you can put in the dog's water bowl. A couple of different things that probably for a vet, not for Danny to tell you what to do.
Exactly. So if you have a question about anything, 281-833-3333. Danny, three bad words are lingering out there, and they're called sod web worms. Do we have to worry about those this year?
You know what? I haven't seen any yet, but I would imagine they'll probably be back. You know, it's something you got to pay attention to.
Is this the season for that?
We're coming into it right now.
Yeah, so keep an eyeball out. Now, one of the first things you do, is the first thing you see is the moth, or is that like too late already when you see the moth?
It's like the chicken or the egg. Which one came first?
So there's
eggs out there. It's a cycle, right? So the moths lay the eggs. The eggs hatch. The worms eat the grass. So the moths are not really your problem. It's the worms that are eating your grass.
I got you. But if you see the moth...
That means you have some, but you know it's all about
where in the cycle.
Well, it's all about infestation. So if you have three moths, I probably wouldn't worry about it. If you have 3,000 moths, yes, there's going to be a problem.
And one good way to check is when you're walking through the lawn, and you see these little white moths just fly up, and you're going, whoa.
Yep, they're off. They're off white, or maybe a very very light tan.
Right.
But that's the sure sign of them.
So if I see the moths, and before they lay their eggs, do you put down the molasses?
Molasses or BT. BT will kill the worms before they, are able to do any damage.
Okay.
So they'll eat the BT, basically, and it's organic, and it only kills worms. You got to be careful if you have any butterfly plants, though.
Right, so you don't want to put it on those, right?
Yeah, it'll kill the monarchs or the swallowtail butterfly caterpillars.
Right, but we're just talking lawns right now, as opposed to spraying it on your.
Right, just be cautious where you're spraying it.
Yes, good point.
Because if you get it on the butterfly weed, you will have a problem with that.
Yeah. So can you see the little worms from the? I mean, are they visible?
They're down in the thatch typically. So you have to search for them. They're down in there. But the easiest thing is, and you got to pay attention every day. But it'll look like someone put a goat in your yard, and the caterpillars will eat every blade off the grass. They just eat the blades. They don't eat the stolons, the stems. They just eat the blades. But that's what goats would look like. They just, eat every blade off the grass.
So in this case, though, unlike cinch bugs, the grass can come back if you get rid of the worms because the roots are still there.
Right. It just takes a little while. So you
sure.
You know, the problem is if you get too close to winter and you have a bunch of damage, then the grass won't recover until next spring.
Right, right. So BT, if you see the worm or if you see moths, do this BT. And doesn't molasses kill then the moths?
No, molasses is going to do the same thing to the worms. It's hard to kill a moth because the moth will just fly away.
Good point. Right. So either molasses or the BT to get rid of the worms, and hopefully that'll stop the cycle or end it.
And, yeah, and there's also some, you know, chemical applications you can use as well.
Okay. There you go. If you have any questions about those little buggers, check with your nursery and one of our Home Show Garden Pros, Nelson's Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Garden, or Nature's Way Resources Garden Center up there at 1488. So they'll, if you have a question about that, whether your lawn is being taken over or you see these moths flying out, best thing to do, check out one of those Home Show Garden Pros and they'll help you out with that. 281-833-3333. If you've got any kind of questions about anything, give us a ring. We're going to talk some more about some roses, as a matter of fact, next, as we continue on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Home Show Garden Pros Sports Radio 610 is live in Conroe, Lone Star Convention Center. Tom Tynan will be right there as well, answering your question, doing his show live. And like the man said earlier, there's all kinds of cool things you can see here for the holidays, getting yourself ready. And if you live anywhere near the Lone Star Convention Center, come on in. Say hi. You know, lots to see. Everybody's set up, ready to go. And we're here at booth 116. If you want to say hi to Tom, ask him a question about something, by all means, come on out. That's why we're here, 281-833-3333. Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Forest is here. So, Danny, Sherry McNeil wrote that she has 2-year-old Banks Rose. Says it's growing well, but has no blooms. You got any suggestions for that?
I'm assuming she's talking about Lady Banks Rose.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
So, they're mainly a springtime bloomer. So I'm guessing that may be where her problem is right now. Of course, you know, you got to have enough sun on it. And you need to fertilize. But it, like I said, you're mainly going to get a spring bloom on that plant.
So if she didn't get it in the spring, and she's wondering how come it didn't happen in the spring, what can she do then next year?
Fertilization and ensuring enough sun is on that plant.
So that's basically all you can do. There's nothing.
That's really about it. I mean, you know, you could trim it back and it'd encourage some blooms. But when you know, the Lady Banks can get really, really large, so it may be a quite the task to trim that back.
Mm-hmm.
So light pruning on the Lady Banks, and then like I said, fertilization and sun, and that's it. But like I said, I bet you she's wanting more blooms throughout the summer, and that just won't happen on the Lady Banks.
Is there another variety that maybe she can plant too?
Yeah, it just kind of depends. Lady Banks is a little bit different. It doesn't have any thorns, and so that may be why she opted for that. And there's no other thornless rose that's going to bloom. You know, there's some thorned roses, thorn climbing roses that will bloom throughout the year, but you know, not as heavy as some of the other roses. Climbers are just not a big bloomer throughout the summer.
Okay. So, again, if you have any questions, Sherry, you can always stop by one of our Home Show Garden Pros and ask them a good variety that might take the place or work with, you know, your plant that you have. Maybe you can plant it next to it or right around there, and you'll be all set. So check out one of our Home Show Garden Pros. You can also listen now at homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a little green button that comes sliding down in the right corner. You can click on it anytime. You can listen to this program again all next week, and as well as last week's program. And then you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're into podcasts, by all means, get yourself signed up to get the podcasts from the Home Show Garden Pros. And you can also do that with Home Show Radio. Tom's on the podcast, too, even though he doesn't know anything about podcasting. He'll be the first to tell you, I don't know what that is. But you can also have subscribe to Tom's show, and you can listen to that as it comes up on, I think, Monday afternoon. This show and Tom's show end up on the brand-new podcast, so you can listen that way. 281-833-3333, the phone number if you got any questions for Danny Lenderman. Be here until 9 o'clock. That's when Tom comes in. So, Danny, as far as things that are going on over at the Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, what's the difference, the main difference between your store and the one on 359? Anything at all, or do you kind of run it the same way?
Well, there's always differences, right? It's not a corporate operation or nothing like that, so we kind of, you know, march to our own beat.
But do your own thing, yeah.
Basically the same operation. We both have chickens and goats and, you know, all the flowers and veggies and trees and shrubs and doodads in the gift shop and, you know, getting into the fall decorations now. We're wanting fall to be here, so we're starting the fall decorations to encourage that.
Now, we talked about pumpkin growing last hour, as far as if you want to get them in the ground, if you want to grow your own pumpkins, you can do that, but it won't be ready for Halloween. You might be ready for Thanksgiving.
Right. That's that. Yeah, you should have already planted the pumpkins to be a Halloween pumpkin.
But you've always have them out there for people just to buy them if you want to do that too.
You bet. Yeah, we'll be bringing pumpkins in 1st of October, and that'll last until Thanksgiving, and then. Unlike you, we don't have Christmas pumpkins.
All right. So when people have these the bad lawns too that we're talking about, cinch bugs and things like that, and there's so many when it comes right down to it, there are so many things that our lawn gets attacked by, cinch bugs, grub worms, and also the viruses and funguses and. You've got some St. Augustine to plant down there. People can buy
the squares. Yeah, usually we have it right now. Since the rain caught the grass farm, we didn't get any grass in this weekend. But usually we'll have grass to replace the dead spots.
And you can put that down any day of the year, right? You can just plant the grass?
As long as you keep it watered. That's going to be the key to the whole operation.
So if I run out and get some, some new patches, sod and stuff like that, St. Augustine, I guess, you know, the other kind of grasses, they don't have sod. It's mostly seeds. Is that correct?
Well, Bermuda will carry some Bermuda sod as well.
Okay. There is Bermuda sod. All right.
Yeah. And so, then those are the two prominent things we have down here. There's zoysia, but we usually don't stock zoysia. Mm-hmm. There's not enough zoysia lawns out there.
Because it's so hard to say. So
zoysia?
You might want zoysia. Yeah.
That's a fun
After
word.
A while, it just, yeah. Try to string that together five times. So you can go and plant it anytime, 24/7, 365, but you got to keep it watered. Do you have to worry about overwatering it, or wait till it gets settled in?
Some, but you need to make sure you also fix the problem that killed the original grass that you replaced.
Okay, so if you
had chinch bugs and you didn't treat the chinch bugs and you go put new grass in, that you're just feeding the chinch bugs new grass.
Yes, there you go. 281-833-3333, the phone number. If you got a question for Danny, give us a ring. More coming up on Sports Radio 610.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow-release and will not burn. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Protect your roots, keeping soil moist with a gentle, consistent water flow soaking down 4 inches makes your roots happy. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. We're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers, and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. Chad Stevens in for Sandy Mosier, along with Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Nurseries. All right, Danny, so you heard Sherry talk about, you know, composting and things like that. There's never a bad time to do that, correct?
No, it's always beneficial. You don't want to go too thick this time of year, but other than that, no, it's always a good time of year.
Always a good time. 281-833-3333, the phone number. If you've got any success stories, you want to do a little bragging, that's okay. That's why we're here. And it'll help other people if they got the same problem or they want to maybe grow the same thing that you've been growing. We appreciate that. 281-833-3333. We talked about tomato planting. Got to do it right now. Prep your garden. Get it ready. Stick those tomato plants in the ground. Any specific type that's a little tougher, Danny, to grow right now?
Well, all the ones that we have right now are a quick crop, right? We don't want to have a long-term crop right now because we're worried about an early frost, and an early frost would just wipe out the tomatoes. So you're going to do a early ripening tomato right now, and that's all we have available.
So wait a minute, you're thinking we're going to have an early frost possibility?
Well, just to ensure, you hate to have your tomatoes, you know, nice and green and almost ready to pick, and then boom, frost.
I know, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen this year, but you never know.
Yeah. It will, yeah, you never can tell about here. It'll turn around in a second.
Yeah, when you don't plan for it, that's when it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as potted plants go, you want to repot them now, or is it something you just, you know, like if you wanted a bigger pot?
What for a tomato or just planting?
I guess for whatever you've got it's growing big, and do you want to give that some more breathing room, or do you keep it in the same pot? Does it hurt it to be all those roots jammed into one smaller pot when the plant seems to be getting bigger?
You're talking about being root-bound maybe in a container. And that kind of depends on what it is. Some things like to be root-bound.
Oh.
And so also going into to fall, after that will be winter. And so maybe in a smaller pot, you could bring in some of the tropical plants. Instead of bringing in a big pot, you could bring in a smaller pot. So maybe you know, wait till early spring to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, things are coming alive here at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. They turned the music on, of course. And, it's a little too loud. And they backed it down a little bit. That's what's going on over here. So if you want to have something to do today, cruise out to the Lone Star Convention Center. Tom Tynan will be doing his show coming up here in just about 9 o'clock. About 34 minutes from right now, he'll be broadcasting live with your home and garden, or your home improvement questions. He'll answer them. After he gets off the air, you can ask him live right here at that table right over there. 281-833-3333 is the phone number for you to have a question as far as gardening goes or mulching goes or vegetables go. We've got all those questions for you and the answers coming up. John, we see that you're there. We'll take care of you coming up next on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Playing in the dirt can be revitalizing. Healthy landscaping and gardening starts with healthy soils. You've heard us say that before. Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils are premium quality and they're locally sourced. We are big on local. You can choose from their top soils. It's perfect for patching and leveling beds. Their black humus is 100% aged pine, composted and screened. It's great for amending your existing soils. There's compost peat. And then if you've got containers, you've got the potting soils you can choose from that are compost peat, fine sand, and blended organics. There's also Gardener's Magic, a mixture of black humus, soil conditioners, and composted rich hulls. Gardener's Magic is best for raised beds, potted plants, or even amending your soils. So let's play in the dirt for healthier, fast-growing vegetable shrubs and plants. Choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can go to our Home Show Garden Pro locations to choose Landscaper's Pride or learn more at homeshowgardenpro.com.
281-833-3333. Chat in for Sandy along with Danny Linderman. And on the phone, John has a question for Danny. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir. I just heard your deal about tomatoes. And I just got my tomatoes planted in the pot. Should I tend to them? When should I expect them to be? I've got some blooms on there. When should I expect them to be? I know the temperature. I'm in Austin. The temperature to be compatible with the fruit, and should I continue to fertilize? What would you suggest I do? Got good healthy plants in the ground and in the pot.
So right now I would try to keep them in some afternoon shade. They won't set any fruit until the nighttime temperatures are below 70. I don't think y'all are there yet. I know we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Still pretty warm. So basically you're just going to kind of baby them along until we get, you know, cooled off. Like I said, nighttime temperatures below 70. So that may be, you know, another couple of weeks. Hopefully not much longer than that.
Okay. I just want to be sure I was on the right track. They look good. So what about, should I keep putting, microlife or fertilizer down there?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, so basically every 6 weeks, you know, something
okay.
In there. And it just depends on how much you're watering them. I don't know what y'all have up there, but we've been catching pretty good rain, so it's been cooler, so we're not having to water so much. But in a pot especially, you can leach out all the fertilizer. You know, if you're watering a lot because it's, you know, hot and dry, then you're leaching all the good stuff out. So the more you have to water them, maybe the more often you should fertilize. But usually every 6 weeks or so.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you calling. 281-833-3333. You got a question like that about your tomatoes or whatever vegetable you happen to be planting? Give us a ring. We'll kind of help you out here. We had, who was it? Is it Shant? No. It might have been Chris that was wondering about planting the carrots. She already planted them, and hey, a little bit too early. November, December is when a good time for carrots is. And hey, whatever you're deciding to grow, maybe you want some lettuce, or maybe you want some, I don't know, what's another good plant you could put in the ground, Danny?
Well, broccoli. It just depends on what you like. I always tell people, don't grow anything you're not going to eat. That's just a waste of time.
Well, that's true.
Find something you're going to eat.
What about if you have young kids and want to get them into gardening, what's a kind of a good plant that kind of grows quick enough for them to keep interested in?
I think carrots are one of my favorite things for kids. I mean, it's a very, it takes a little bit, but it's very neat to, see that the plant, the green part of the plant growing, and then, when they're ready, you pull that sucker out of the ground and you got a giant carrot. You feel like Bugs Bunny,
And then they go, wow, that all grew underground. That's great.
Right. It's a pretty neat surprise.
All right, so if you got little ones and you want to get them into the gardening, carrots, a good choice. And if you like lettuce, I think just the regular head of lettuce, you can grow that too.
Yeah, leaf lettuce is probably the easiest one to grow.
Okay. And does that grow above ground? I've never grown lettuce before.
Yeah. There's not a lettuce tree.
Does it grow like along the ground, or does it shoot up and then that's...
It's an upward growing plant.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Lettuce is a really easy one to grow.
And I think it would, I don't know if it would freak out the kid, but you can, it grows up, you just grab it and just eat it right there off the plant if you want to.
Yeah, that you can do that. I mean, maybe a few bugs on there, but they never hurt anybody.
Nah, right here. That's not wrong with a good bug every once in a while. 281-833-3333. Chat in for Sandy, Home Show Garden Pros. You can also always listen to us online anywhere you are in the world, pretty much. HomeShowGardenPros.com. Little green button floats down in the bottom right corner. Just click on that. Instantly, you're taken right to the radio station, and you can listen to us anytime, 24/7. Matter of fact, this will be on starting Monday, this whole broadcast, and you can listen to it 24/7, as well as last week's program with John Ferguson. So it's all good. If you have a question now, 281-833-3333. More with Danny Lenderman coming up on Sports Radio 610.
Tomato, tomato. Better get them in the ground tomorrow. This is tomato planting season. Pick ones with shorter production time. It's on the tag. And remember, new plants stress easily. Give them midday shade. The Home Show Garden Pros help you catch up on all your gardening. Sorry.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Days are shorter, temps are starting to drop, and we've had some rain. This means our second spring is coming. Okay, I totally made up that term, second spring. But I don't know about you, but short of watering, I kind of gave it up this blasted summer. And now I'm itching to get back to the garden. Hence, we're having a second spring. It's already time to plant tomatoes, so get them in the ground stat. It's time to get you ready for your fall veggie gardening. And we have everything you need, including the veggie bed itself. Second spring is my absolute favorite time to grow flowers, and it's so easy. There's plenty of rain, no insects, diseases to contend with, just lots and lots of color, from pansies, snapdragons, dianthus, calendulas, cyclamen, poppies, and more. These lovelies will start arriving at our nursery soon. And don't forget, Nelson's is the place to go for water features and fountains, and nothing will keep you outside longer than the music of moving water. Nelson Water Gardens, you can find us.
Thank you, Anita. Yes, you can find her out in Katy. She'll be here next weekend with Sandy Mosier on Home Show Garden Pros. 281-833-3333. If you've got a question for Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Nurseries, by all means, you've got about 20 minutes to get on the phone, get your question together. Don't be shy. We're just here yapping about gardening and lawns and tomatoes and things like that. Jim is standing by. Jim, you got a question for Danny?
Yes, I do. Hi, Chad, by the way. I live in Southwest Florida, and we've had a very, very hot summer here. It's been 90 degrees every day, and my plants have been doing great. But the last couple days, my hibiscus plants, the leaves are turning yellow, and I'm wondering why. Can you help me out?
Probably a watering issue. I don't know what you're doing on watering or if y'all started getting some, I don't know where y'all been with the rainfall, but we've been dry over here. But watering is usually what makes those leaves turn yellow.
You mean too much water?
Probably so.
Okay, well, we certainly have had that.
That's probably what's going on.
All right, so you don't think the plant itself is in jeopardy?
No, probably not. Look for pests underneath the bottom of the leaves, but I bet you it's going to be just an overwatering issue.
All right, very good. Thank you for the tip. Appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call, 281-833-3333. So what happens if you just get a lot of rain, Danny? There's nothing really you can do if you just get a lot of rain.
No, just make sure you have good drainage, right? You don't want to sit in a bowl of water. Yeah, Mother Nature's going to do what Mother Nature's going to do. And the plant will bounce back from that.
So the drainage is the key as well. You don't want to just sit there and have the root rot going on.
Right.
Okay. There's some more advice for you, Jim. Thanks for the call. 281-833-3333. We're live here at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Tom Tynan is here. He's getting ready, set up, ready to take your home improvement questions at 281-833-3333. We've still got a little bit more time for your gardening questions. We got all this rain, Danny, and the grass has just shot up like crazy. It's just like, holy cow, thank you.
For sure.
And I probably had more sweat on my last mowing than I've ever had all summer long. It was just so tough to get the mower through that stuff. And you still want to cut it. You still want to cut it high. Is that correct?
Yes, you bet. I mean, you know, who knows how long this rain's going to last, right?
Right.
It may stop raining tomorrow, and then if you cut it real short, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, so my lovely Amy also thinks that if you cut it short, it takes longer to grow long. But I try to tell
you. Yeah, well, so.
But I know, and that's true, except it's all relative. I mean, if you cut it short, it's still going to look like it's long when it grows another 2 inches. So whether you cut it short and it grows 2 inches or whether you cut it long and it grows 2 inches, it's still going to look long.
Right.
Yeah, and it's probably
a little bit of extra leaf, you know, growth is not a bad thing. But if you don't stay on top of it, you can get yourself in trouble, right?
Yeah, if it's too rain
every day for the next week, that stuff's going to be a foot tall before you get back out there.
Yeah, you got to keep it cut as at the highest point on the lawnmower for sure. All right, if you got any questions like that. 281-833-3333. More coming up live from the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show here on Sports Radio 610.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Microlife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
If you're looking for a fun thing to do with the kiddos and you live up Montgomery County area, come on up. Lone Star Convention Center is where we're at, broadcasting live, and home improvement starts right here this weekend. New home products going on, seasonal decor, some artisan furniture, the right contractor professionals for any kind of home improvements. They've got, you know, alarm systems and carpeting and you name it. I'm looking at it right there. All kinds of flooring. Free workshops where you can make your own home decor item, a decorative pillow, a frame, or a sign. You can take it home with you. Kind of cool. And it's all free. It takes about 20, 30 minutes to make one of these things. You just got to come out here and have a little fun with the kids. If you're a teacher, half off admission at the door today and tomorrow. If you are active military personnel, veteran, fireman, police officer, or first responder, free admission tomorrow. Sunday's your date. Come in here free. Absolutely. Lone Star Convention Center, free parking. And if you want a discount ticket for today, you can print one out online at texwoodshows.com. Just go right there, follow the links, print off your ticket, pay online, and you just walk in the front door and spend an hour or two here. You can get some good ideas if you're planning on remodeling. They've got fencing companies. They've got all kinds of great things to just give you an idea. And, of course, Tom will help you out with putting it all together and some of our home show pros that'll help you do it as well. So check it out, Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, and that's at the Lone Star Convention Center. I'm out here. Tom's out here until 12 o'clock. He'll be answering your questions after he does his show at 12 o'clock. Come out and ask Tom a live question. He'll answer it live right in front of you. You can see what it looks like when he answers them. Right, Tom? Yeah, that's right. No, he's shaking his head. All right, 281-833-3333. Danny Lenderman is here from Enchanted Forest. How you doing, Danny?
Doing pretty good. About yourself?
Great. You're cruising up to College Station with the stepson, and first year for him, huh?
Yep, going to A&M.
A&M, all right, College Station, looking good. That's always a fun time, and the time passes so fast, and mom's probably going, oh no, my little boy's going to college.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And before you know it, he'll be going.
She's been talking about it for the last couple weeks, how, you know, oh, my little boy.
Yeah, and 4 years from now, just like that, it's going to be like, I remember the first day you went.
Right.
And he's already out. That just goes by so fast. So I guess, Mom, enjoy it while you can, because it just goes by really fast. All right, so at Enchanted, you've got some tomatoes to get planted. Now, do you plant these things that are in the small planters, or do you start from seed, or it's too late for seed?
I would say it's probably too late for seed.
Okay, so you want to
do the transplants at this point.
Okay, so if you want to start tomatoes, buy the small plants that are already started, and then throw those in the ground.
Right.
Okay, and of course treat it with a good fertilizer. MicroLife is, of course, always the best that we recommend.
You bet.
And a good soil. You can do Landscaper's Pride or whatever you like. Now you have to put mulch down for your tomato plants.
Well, some compost or mulch, it just kind of helps shade the roots, basically.
Okay, so you don't want them to get too hot if it's still going to be hot outside.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're not done with the heat quite yet.
And is it better for tomatoes to be in the cooler temperatures, or do they like the sun?
Well, they won't set flowers until the nighttime temperatures get down a little cooler. And so right now, you're basically going to want them to grow, get bigger, and then they'll start flowering, and then once the temperatures cool off, they'll start setting fruit.
So what's the temperature got to get down to before that happens?
70 degrees.
70, okay. So after 70, we'll start to see some flowering on our tomato plants, hopefully.
Well, they can flower right now, but they won't set fruit.
Okay. So after 70, does it happen? I'm just brand new to this. So at 70, does it happen like the first time it hits 70, or a couple of days of 70? Whatever you're looking at.
I would imagine it's going to take more than one day.
Okay.
I mean, you got to have everything come together, right? You got to have flowers, and you got to have the temperatures, and the plant's got to be happy and ready to do it.
And do you have a lot of different varieties of tomatoes Enchanted right now?
I think right now we probably have 15 or so different varieties, 15 or 20 different varieties out there. During the spring, we'll have, you know, probably upwards to 50 or 100, but this time of year we kind of limit it.
And is it just the small cherry tomatoes hamburger?
Everything, but cherries are one of the better producers, but it's kind of hard to cut up a bunch of cherry tomatoes for a hamburger.
Oh, that's true. That'd be a little bit different, but yeah, instead of one
so
big one.
We do have sandwich tomatoes right now, but not the largest ones, because the largest ones take a long time to ripen. So, like I said, we have a short season for the fall.
Okay.
So you need early ripening tomatoes for the fall.
Is that the only plant you really should start right now, or is there another one that we need to get in the ground right away?
I mean, you could, well, we talked about it earlier, we can do pumpkins right now, but you won't be ready for Halloween. You could do eggplants, peppers. There's you know, a handful of things right now, and then, like I said, as it cools off a little bit more, then we'll be in a You know,
then
you're
good.
Shape to branch out into a bunch of different things.
Right, right. All right, 281-833-3333. If you're hearing music in the background, you're not going weird. It's the Lone Star Convention Center pumping music for the people that are walking through and taking a look at home improvements. If you have a question, give us a call like Jim did. Jim, on the air with Danny Lenderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing fine.
Okay, I gave up on St. Augustine grass in my backyard, so I bought some sand and got it about 2 inches deep over that old black land that they brought in with sod, and I've got a real good stand of it. And my question is, how do I mow it shorter to get it to thicken up?
What kind of grass we're trying to grow?
Bermuda grass.
Okay, Bermuda. So, yeah, the shorter it is, the thicker it will get. Now, if you have too much shade on it, that Bermuda is going to have a hard time ever getting thick.
Well, that's why I went with Bermuda. A big tree fell that was shade in the backyard, and I got tired of coming home from being out of town and my backyard being eaten alive by whatever varmint there was. And it just... You know, St. Augustine grass is a high maintenance, like having an Italian automobile. It's a high maintenance item. So,
yeah,
what should I fertilize it with on my first fertilization?
I would personally use MicroLife, the 624.
What number was it?
The 624 MicroLife.
Oh, 624. All right.
Yes.
Well, I've heard about MicroLife. I've never used it. All right. Well,
yeah, it's a good product.
Tip.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the call at 281-833-3333. Yeah. I mean, look, if you've never tried MicroLife, why not? Because the pets love it. They can walk on the ground after you put it down, and kids can play on it. It's not a poison. It might taste funny, but for some reason, dogs like to eat it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I've heard that plenty of times about the dogs.
Yeah, dogs seem to like it, but it's not going to hurt them. So, and not only that, you put it down, and almost immediately you see your grass greening up. It's really nice if you water it in, especially now that we're getting some rain. Put that down, and the water will put it right into your grass. It's a great stuff. And not only that, it helps the soil as opposed to the grass, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's one of the main benefits I usually, talk to people about. You know, synthetic fertilizers are good, but they're only good for the grass. They'll make the grass grow, but you're not doing anything for the soil, which is where the grass is growing.
So. Right, so if you forget to fertilize after whatever the schedule is on that synthetic fertilizer, if you forget, and then the grass is going to go, wait a minute, I need food, and it starts to wither away, then you got to, it's kind of like a junkie. You got to keep feeding
it
the chemicals in order for it to keep going. Whereas if the grass is, healthy, the roots just go down deeper and get more nutrients from the grass, from the soil.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
It's just so simple. Why didn't we think of it a long time ago?
Well, you know how it goes.
That's right, 281-833-3333. You've got a few more minutes to get a question in with Danny before Tom comes in here and takes over the controls here at the Lone Star Convention Center, Montgomery, Texas, Montgomery County. And the doors are going to open in a few minutes. You want to come out here and ask Tom a question, by all means do that. If you want to not call and you just have a question, you want to go online, we've got homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a little tab there where you can say, ask a pro, type the question in. We'll get it directly on our phones and our computers, and we'll send it to the pros and get a question answered for you right as soon as we can. That's homeshowgardenpros.com. And at the same time, a little green button comes down in the bottom right corner. You can click on that 24/7 and listen to the show anytime you'd like. We'll have more coming up from the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe on Sports Radio 610.
Why settle for ordinary? Get the flooring upgrade you want and save on Karastan, the crown jewel of flooring. Visit Texas Floors now to save on select quality Karastan carpets and Karastan luxury vinyl flooring. Choose from dozens of designs to fit your style professionally installed by Tom's Home Show Pros at Texas Floors. They'll also upgrade you with a Karastan moisture barrier pad for added protection. Texas Floors, Skinner Road and 290, or online at texasfloors.com.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Been talking grass a lot today with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries. Chinch bugs are the buggers, no doubt about it. So quickly, Danny, on the chinch bugs for people. Cyanara is what I heard that you can put down on, just one of the things you can do to get rid of those things?
Yeah, you bet. Cyanara is good. There's so many different things, insect and grub.
And if you see,
there's a lot of different things you can use.
Okay, good to know. So if you see it, get rid of them as soon as you can and save your lawn. Mercy Sakes. Sorry. Mercy is on the line. Mercy, good morning. You got a question for Danny.
Good morning. Usually it's Mercy Me. Okay.
All right. Mercy Sakes, Mercy Me. What's up, Mercy?
Hi. Yeah, I've got a crepe myrtle that's in my right next to my driveway, and the like one of the bottom big limbs is coming outward, so like if I back a car, I have to really watch out because the limb is, I need to cut that limb off, but I don't want to hurt the tree. I mean, is it okay to cut that from the base, maybe one of those limbs that comes out, and will it harm the tree?
No, it won't hurt the tree. I always recommend if you got to do something for a safety reason, go ahead and do it. You know, don't wait around because you're better off not hurting your car, right? Or hitting somebody in the head when they're walking by.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I guess another question on the crepe myrtle. They're not blooming very much, and I don't know if it's because of the high heat that we've had. You think that's the problem, or could it be something else?
That's probably part of it. I mean, make sure you fertilize it. But, the high heat and the lack of rain, they just weren't really excited this year. So.
Okay, and do I fertilize that? I mean, I've never done that. I've never put fertilizer on it.
Yeah, you can fertilize. I don't know if I'd fertilize it right now. I'd probably wait till next spring, early next spring. I think we're probably a little bit late for the fertilizing this fall. We're going to wind up making that thing grow, and then we're just going to go into wintertime.
And what would I put down on it?
You can use MicroLife. MicroLife is always good for everything. There's also some specialty fertilizers from Nelson that have crepe myrtle fertilizer.
Okay, well, I'll try that MicroLife. Thank you very, very much.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you, Mercy. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the Nelson products are good, too, as well as MicroLife. Nelson's, don't they actually have a product, like you said, right for the crepe myrtle, specially designed? Yeah, that's kind of nice. Awesome. Well, Danny, I know you got places to go down there at College Station, taking the stepson for his first day as a college student. Always exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Going to be good. And besides that, make sure you stop by any of the Enchanted Nurseries. That's you got the forest and the garden. You can see Danny, you can see Joey, you can see all the family members coming up on four generations. One is still a little young to take over, but you got three good ones helping you out. And any questions, you can go out to Enchanted and they'll help you take care of business. And appreciate all the good answers you gave, Danny.
You bet. Thank you, Chad.
You bet. And the chinch bugs, of course. We talked fall veggies and volcanic mulching And we talked roses and sod wedworms today. And if you want to hear any of this, you can listen to the podcast again starting on Monday and the repeat of the show starting on Monday at homeshowgardenpros.com. Tom Tyan is coming up here on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.